It is about to be Christmas. I'm so happy. Thank you guys for tuning in. This is episode 233 of the Remix Movement Podcast. And I told you in a few episodes before I was going to be sprinkling a little bit of the Christmas episodes. So if you missed out on our last podcast episode, please, please, please do not go into Christmas without listening to that podcast episode. We talk about quantity over quality. So if you're thinking about Christmas gifts and what to give and where your heart is at, that is the one to listen to. So I definitely encourage you to go ahead and do that. Now, in this episode, I want to let you guys know God is always confirming things in little parts and little areas. And it is amazing to see that God will confirm things in the funniest ways. All right. Now, during the holiday season, I know that Lewis tends to work a lot on the weekends. This is because he works in aviation maintenance, and it gets pretty high in demand travel. People are going to different places, and they're trying to get connected with their family, friends, and loved ones. So I get it, and I understand, right? And I'm grateful that he got Saturday off, and we were able to spend some time together last weekend. And he worked on Sunday in the morning. So unfortunately, we were not able to go to church physically together. I know that that is a petition in my heart and we're working on it. God is about to do something great. But we still love the Lord. We still see Christ. We still listen to other preachers throughout the week. And God still speaks to us. So as I'm preparing for this particular episode, I am watching Metro Life Church in Miami, where Lewis and I used to attend on Sunday, and they're doing their big. Oh, hello, there you go. They're doing their big give Sunday Christmas service. Well, one of their services before their big Christmas service, and the pastor literally starts talking about the song "Oh Holy Night," and I'm like, "What? Oh God, you are amazing." Oh, it's just amazing to know that, like, I am right where I need to be. And I'm saying this because I always still get surprised whenever God confirms things. He doesn't have to confirm things through a preacher, through a prophecy, through something said in black and white. Sometimes it could just be something you're watching or something somebody said, and God will reveal things to you if the Holy Spirit is in your life. And I do believe that while he was talking and he opened up his service with "Oh Holy Night," where it came from, what the tradition is and what it's about, I'm like, man, I was going to talk about episode 33, how Jesus is holy. And I was going to start with the lyrics to "Oh Holy Night." It's a common Christmas carol that people like to sing. And Lewis and I, we were able to go to our local city center here in West Palm Beach. And also, it was that same week, and I believe it was Friday night. And Lewis and I were sitting there, and they had this, like, high school choir, and they came. And one of the songs that they sang was "Oh Holy Night." I'm telling you, God reveals things. He confirms things, and it's just still exciting. And it wasn't expected, but I'm happy that he does that. So I say this to say, whatever it is that you're believing, whatever it is you're preparing, sometimes God will reveal things to you and he will confirm things. So always be expecting something, okay? So yes, this is podcast episode 233. And the topic is Jesus is holy, all right? And what does holy mean? Holy is to be dedicated or consecrated to God, okay? It's for a sacred religious purpose. Holy is basically, you're saying this person hears and is from God. This person is holy. Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is holy. His presence is holy. There's no funny business in his presence because God is serious. God is somebody that is holy. You can't say anything bad about God. You can't say anything distasteful about him. You know why? Because God is holy. The name of Jesus is holy. Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is what Christmas is about. Christ is in the word Christmas because it's about Jesus Christ. He is holy. But this is a really funny explanation that they have also for holy. Holy can also be used in exclamations of surprise or dismay. Holy smoke. Some people who don't know God, they say holy beep. And I think that's a wrong way of saying it. But they mean to say is that they are surprised or they are disappointed or there's some emotion that is just so captivating to them that they feel the need to use the word holy as an adjective and just put it in there when really holy is a word that is supposed to be dedicated to God. When we say the Holy Bible, we're saying that the Bible is not just your regular, ordinary book. We're talking about a holy Bible. There are words in the Bible that come from God, and it has weight and it has value. So when we see the lyrics of O Holy Night, it also speaks to how that night was not an ordinary night. That night was an extraordinary night. That night was a night where people's lives all around the world were changed. So I want to go ahead and read just maybe the first and third verses. First and third. This microphone, for some reason, God, you need to do something. The devil is a liar. So I want to go ahead and read the first and the third verse of that Christmas carol. It says, long lay, did I start it right? Oh, no, sorry. The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope and the weary soul rejoices, for yonder breaks in a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angels sing, oh, holy divine. Oh, night where Christ was born, oh, night divine. Led by the light of faith serene, beaming, with glowing hearts by his cradle we stand. So led by light of a star sweetly gleaming, here comes the wise men from Ort land. The King of Kings lay thus in lowly manger, in all of our trials born to our friend. Truly he taught us to love one another. His law is love and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we, let all within us praise his holy name. All right, so we're talking about the story of Jesus. We're talking about how it was a holy night because our Savior, Jesus Christ, was born. Because he was about to break this 400-year-old pause that the world was having. What does that mean? At the end of the Old Testament, through the very beginning of Matthew, there is a huge 400-year gap of no prophecies and no word of Jesus Christ, no word of God. They didn't hear anything new that was happening, right? But here we see that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, these four gospels, they start by talking about the birth of Jesus Christ. Why? Because Jesus Christ's birth is what literally stops this pause. And the only thing people can talk about after he's born is what Jesus Christ is meant to go ahead and do to the world. These prophecies of how he's supposed to save us. These prophecies of how he is literally healing people and he is saving lives and he is raising people from the dead and he is breaking chains. All of this is done because Jesus is holy, because Jesus is born, because God loved us so much that he gave his one and only son to go ahead and be here so that we can believe in him and so that we can go ahead and live eternal life with him. Now, in my last podcast episode, I had mentioned that giving requires sacrifice and giving requires believing in Jesus Christ. And believing in Jesus Christ requires faith. Now, we're going to be talking about probably next week about faith and why we need to have faith in the coming year and in today's life and tomorrow's life and moving forward. But we need to understand that Jesus Christ gave to us love and peace. Jesus Christ was born in an unordinary situation. Jesus Christ was born in a way that a lot of people who don't believe in Jesus Christ don't understand it. They can't put it together. It doesn't make sense to them. But let me tell you guys something. There are things that God is orchestrating in your life that don't make sense, and yet they are holy. There are things that God will whisper to you at night that don't make sense to people that are not in God's way of thinking, that are put there to distract you, and because you lean on them, you're going to miss out on something holy and consecrated that God has for you. This is the moment for you to wake up and say, you know what? It is the Christmas season and this podcast is for me. Oh, holy night. Let it not just be when Jesus Christ was born, but let a holy night be done every day in my life. Let me be able to acknowledge Jesus's presence in my life. Let me be able to re-give my life to him. Let me be able to see how amazing and wonderful he is and how he has been a provider for me, how he has been Jesus, the lover of my soul. Jesus is holy. And Jesus' story is one that, coming from my point of view as somebody who is dealing with infertility, when I read it again, it changes the way I think of things. I'll tell you this much. When I read of how they were not given a room in an inn, how they were put in a situation where Mary had to just be like, you know what? I'm about to have a baby and nobody cares. I'm about to have a baby and an angel of the Lord told me that this is going to be the savior of the world, yet nobody's willing to open the door for me. As somebody who's wanting and yearning to be a mother, I can't imagine what she's thinking, but I know that she's fighting for that child. Even through all that pain, even through that traveling on that donkey, even being with the person that God has told her to be with, that may have been disappointed because that child didn't come from him biologically, she still remained faithful to this child that she's about to give birth to. She still fought for him and she still gave birth. And what God called her to do, she was still able to do. And that to me speaks volumes. Jesus honors his mother when he's able to go on the cross and he's able to acknowledge that that is his mother. And he's able to see the blessing that comes upon her, that even through all the struggles of what she's dealing with, she did not take her eye off of her son Jesus. She did not stop believing in who he was. She did not stop fearing God. Now, I also want to see how this story is just so beautiful, because they are put in a manger. They are put in a situation where it is dirty. It is dirty. Luke is one of the disciples who was a doctor, and he knows that you need to have an area and a space that is clean and that is ready to deliver a child. That way there's no bacteria. That way there's no infection. That way there's no emergencies that are unexpected. Yet Luke goes ahead and he describes that, hey, despite everything that happened, they were still able to do it. And I want to go ahead and read this. Let's see where it is. I'm gonna find it here. I'm reading Luke. Let's go ahead and read Luke chapter 2, verse 8. And this is basically, let me go back. Luke chapter 2, verse 1. It says, the birth of Jesus. At the time, the Roman Empire Augustus decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. This was the first census taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria. All returning to their own ancestral towns to register for their census. And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He traveled through the village of the Nazareth in Galilee. He took with him Mary, to whom he was engaged, who was now expecting a child, that is Jesus. And while they were there, they came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn son, she wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no lodging available for them. That night there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guiding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared among them and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them. Don't be afraid, he said. I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David! Surprise and wonder right there. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth lying in a manger. I want to go ahead and stop right there. It is important that this fact keeps being said. Mary wrapped him beautifully, snugly, in strips of cloth. What was it that these shepherds were looking for? The sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth. Strips of cloth. I don't know if this means that it wasn't a proper cloth. It wasn't a whole cloth. It was pieces of cloth. Strips of cloth. And even though they had limited resources, strips of cloth, not a whole cloth, but strips of them, she took her time to make sure that he was wrapped, that he was warm, that he was embraced, that he was taken care of. She laid him there in a manger. It is not normal for a child to be put in a manger in a barn with animals surrounding them, with smells surrounding them. It is not normal. But God brought this beautiful baby boy and put this scene and signed this up. Jesus came humbly into this earth, made sure that he was covered by his mother's warmth, that he was there, that God was taking care of him. He laid in that manger. And this is a beautiful picture that says, despite the ugliness of what the outside may look, despite the ugliness and the false teachings that other people may give you, despite the dirty looks that people have of you, the bad perspectives that they may have of you, despite what is surrounding you, God still is going to take the time to snuggle you with his love. God is still going to make sure that you are wrapped in his happiness and his peace and his joy. God is still making sure that despite what is happening surrounding you, he is going to be there to make sure that you are okay. I believe that with all my heart. I believe that the same way that God took the time to leave his son in the hands of Mary and in the hands of Jacob, and that she was Joseph, that she was able and he was able to be there to create a family, a mother and a father, that despite it may not be a biological son to Joseph, he still went ahead and stayed there. He stayed there to show us this blended family. He stayed there to show us that Christmas is about this son being born, this son that came into this earth that is about to change their lives radically, all right? Verse 13, suddenly the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased. When the angels had returned to the heavens, the shepherds said to each other, let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. They hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in a manger. Confirmation once again. After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and the angel had said to them about this child. All who heard the shepherd's story were astonished, surprised, could not believe it, wowed, in awe. But Mary kept all these things in her heart and thought about them often. The shepherds went back to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. It was just as the angel had told them. Let me tell you guys, the shepherds are a beautiful picture of what it means to be minding your business, doing your regular job. God radically stopping something to tell you an instruction to do. You getting that instruction done and then feeling so satisfied that all you can do is praise God and give glory to God. It is, again, something that I promise you I keep in my heart, because, again, when I'm going through these years of infertility, I know that God has placed in my heart to be a mother. I know that even though it's been so many years of trying so hard and we're about to move forward into something that is just going to be crazy to some of my family members and friends, too expensive, too hard, appointments here, appointments there, a new medical history, a lot of different doctors. I know that once I finally have that moment where I obey Jesus Christ and I can see my children, I'm going to be glorifying and praising God. I'm going to be telling everybody what God had done. And I just want to share that with you guys, because I do see that also in this story. There are things that God has asked you to do that for some reason you have pushed back, you have been fearful of, and you think it's too hard or too much and you don't do it. Let me tell you guys that right now is the time for you to obey what God has called you to do. Because if you obey what God has called you to do, if you do what it is he told you to do, you're going to be able to see God being glorified. You're going to be praising God. You're going to be sharing the testimony, and more people are going to come to the kingdom of God. You are going to be able to see God and his full glory. And that moment is going to be one that is super holy. So I encourage you to go ahead and do that. I encourage you to take this Christmas to really understand that Jesus is holy. This is a holiday that is holy. This is a holiday that is about Christ. This is a holiday for us to be thankful. Thank the Lord Almighty that he decided to give his son. Thank the Lord Almighty that he brought him to us in an extraordinary way. Thank the Lord Almighty that it is a holy night, one that we can celebrate time and time again. And we don't have to just wait till Christmas, but we can just enjoy and experience and celebrate this every single day. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I hope you received something super special. And please come back to us on Friday. We're going to be doing our Friday prayer wave 46.0. Thank you so much, and God bless. If you enjoyed listening to this podcast, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at The Remix Movement for more updates. Be sure to check out our videos on YouTube and subscribe. Feel free to send us a DM with your feedback, questions, and any topics that you would like to hear in any of our future episodes. Thank you, and God bless.